Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's podcast off the same way we started off every time, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name's Lee DeStefanis. I own a local company called Westward Group. We do electrical and mechanical service and maintenance in the region here. Yeah, I've lived here in Fort McMurray since 2001, in and out, I guess, over the years. Incorporated the company in 2004. And, yeah, it's been a great community for me.
Cool. So, 2001.
Yeah.
That's when I graduated.
Thanks a lot for
no
that.
No problem. So...
Just dated myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
But what that tells me is you came to Fort McMurray in a very transformative part of this community. It's when the boom really started to hit. Jean Chrétien had come in 1998, said I'm investing all this money, and all of a sudden the community that I'm born and raised in just went boom.
Yeah.
So what was that like for you as somebody fresh out of like school?
Hamilton, Ontario. No, I was 29 years old.
Okay.
Just I borrowed $350 off Lawrence Bortolotto for a one-way ticket to Fort McMurray.
Yeah,
to Edmonton,
actually.
I was with the Union Hall at the time, and there was a call for the MCC project at Suncor at the time, is what it was called. And so I, took a one-way ticket off borrowed money and to Edmonton, where they bussed us up to the camp at Syncrude, the old Syncrude camp.
Right on, like right when you pass.
The original old camp.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
The gang showers and gang bathrooms.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, that was rough. No executive camp for you the first time.
No, man, it wasn't like that back then.
Yeah.
And then, I stayed in there for a couple months and I bought a 1972 Holiday trailer off the wall in the camp there, the advertising wall.
Yeah.
And I lived at the old Rotary Campground for the first year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
a big tarp.
Cool.
And I camped out and cooked food over the fire and the whole thing, man.
Yeah. And made money.
Well, you know what? And then, I did all right. You know, I just, no frills for a long time, lived in a little camper, no running water, minus 50, you know, the whole thing we all experience up here now.
Yeah.
And then, a couple years later, I was an opportunity presented itself to start contracting, so I bought myself a truck, and I was an electrician by trade.
Okay.
And, got a numbered company, and that's all it was at the time, didn't even name it, and just started subcontracting to people, as many have done up here.
It's yeah.
been great for a lot of people and a lot of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And 2004, October 2004, Westward was born. Me in a van, or me in a truck, and that was it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in my previous work life, I was doing recruitment and HR for Eveready. They're called Clean Harbors now.
Yeah, I know. I remember Eveready.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
And so a big component of that was subcontractors. So like I would fly to the East Coast and like recruit people to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But then every once in a while, like one of those recruits would like kind of figure out what was going on and come to my office and be like, yo, can I be a subcontractor?
Yeah, totally.
And I was just like, yeah, like I got a subcontractor package right here, but like you got to go buy the truck.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right. And so many guys like literally like bought that first truck and then bought the second, and all of a sudden now they have their own small organization, which then turned in for some into very big organizations.
Yes. Yeah. There was some really great success stories.
Yeah.
Fort McMurray's been very, very good to me. Yeah. I've got zero complaints. It's been a great community.
Cool.
And it's been very good to me. It was the right move at the right time.
So outside of the work, though, like we were chatting a little bit before, you pretty up to date on what's happening in the community in regards to certain spots. Like, why and how do you stay relevant in that scene?
Well, I mean, like I say, Fort McMurray's been very good to me, so we try to give back as much as we can. We've got ourselves involved in a lot of the festivals and different events with just providing the services that we provide, temporary power. The ATC Festival, we're a big part of that. There's a lot of generators, a lot of light plants. We like to work close with United Rentals. Of course, they're a great, great supporter to all these events in town. A big part of the golf course, the Fort McMurray Golf Club, which...
Miskano.
No, Fort McMurray Golf
Club. Golf Course.
Don't get me wrong, Miskano is a great...
Oh, they're all great.
They're all great. But you know what? Fort McMurray Golf Club's been very, very great to me. I love supporting those guys over there. Dave Callum up there, the manager of the facility up there, is amazing. Mm-hmm. They did an event just this last year. So, Festival of Trees, of course, we like to be a part of. And we just try to give back as much as we can, where we can.
Yeah.
Really.
Very
yeah.
cool. So that's what keeps you in a community. You're obviously very passionate about this place.
Yeah. Like I say, I mean, it's we like to give back. It's been very good to me.
Yeah.
A lot of other business people up here that have gone through exactly what I've gone through, built something from nothing. And it's just nice to be part of it and to work with them and just collaborate with them or just, really just hang out.
Yeah.
Go to Earl's and have a drink with them. Mm-hmm. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's interesting when you can talk to somebody, like you said, who's doing the same thing.
Totally.
Very often you don't have that sounding board. You're like on an island of your own. But because of the size of McMurray,
yeah,
you can get in contact with some people.
100%. A lot of us came up here with that same dream and just to try to make something from nothing, and a lot of us did it.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So... before coming here, you were in Ontario, you said?
I was in Ontario,
Ontario?
Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay. And so what was that like?
Well, it's Hamilton, Ontario. Don't hold it against me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, it's a steel town. It's struggling like anybody. There was, I was with the union there, the electrical union, Local 105. And, we're always short of work, and the steel mills were closing down, of course, and the auto mills were closing down. And, they called it the tar sands back then, at least in Ontario they did. And there was this land of opportunity, that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and which was the tar sands. And, the call came out through the hall, and I jumped on it.
Was called the tar sands. Yeah. It's interesting, though, like that you come from a place that you were seeing a decline in services.
Oh, yeah.
And then you came to a place that had all of a sudden this huge boom.
Yeah.
Because as a recruiter, that's kind of how recruiters figure out where to go for their recruitment drives, is just like, where are people who I need to recruit not doing so well?
Right.
And so, like, I would go to, like, the Northern Ontarios, to the East Coast at the time.
Yeah.
This is, like, 20-odd years ago, where not doing as well. And so, like, I would bring guys like yourself back, and all of a sudden, I remember I'd interview got truck drivers for EverReady, and they're like, I make $9 an hour. I'm like, I'll pay you 32.
It's a pretty easy sell.
What? and then fly them in and out, and give you camp.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'd meet these guys on the plane, and because I was still recruiting, and they'd be like sitting in first class, and they'd just like, Elliot, what the hell? They'd
I'm
be in their work boots. I'd say, how about you show a little bit of class and like put on regular shoes?
That's awesome.
We'd have good laughs, but it was really interesting to see, like from their perspective, like holy crap,
Yeah. Yeah, it's come a long way. It's been a great place. It's been an exciting place. Certainly an exciting town to be a part of.
Yeah.
In so many ways, to see it grow and to see it fluctuate. Over the last few years, of course, it's slowed down, and changes of government have been tough. The trifecta: fire, flood, COVID.
Yeah.
Hasn't been awesome.
That's right.
But you know what? Those of us who, work hard and keep at it, we're getting by.
Yeah. Making it work.
Yeah, we're making it work.
I feel that. I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was literally just having this conversation with somebody a few days ago in regards to that boom that we had was because of the expansion that took place.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from a Syncrude and Suncor that have like maintenance and turnarounds. Then you can kind of forecast what's happening.
Yeah.
So you have two major plant sites. Then all of a sudden, they decide to build about six. So you have the Horizon Project, CNRL, Nexen.
Mm-hmm.
You have all this expansion, which now you need to maintain these two, plus build the others, then employ enough people to maintain those others, which That was that 16-year window.
Yeah.
And they've done it. So now you have all these plant sites that you can kind of bank on, like, oh, you have maintenance and you have turnaround.
Right.
And you're, it's not, unless you have major expansion again of one way, shape, or form, that huge boom isn't necessarily going to come back. But there's still so much work and still so much opportunity.
There is.
That it's just like, it might not be what it was, but it's still amazing.
It's amazing. There's a lot of opportunity. And with, like, what you're talking about is the foreign investment. We had a lot of foreign investment at the time. Mm-hmm. Canada was, you know, a great place to come and do business, sadly.
Right.
You know, politically, that isn't the case so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that changes and we get some of that foreign investment back.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, those of us who I feel who've, you know, been stood strong and fought through it, and you're right, there's some opportunity here still, and we can maintain and have a great life, and
right.
I've certainly done that.
And I feel like you've been successful just based, and I know nothing about your company. Like, sorry, if we've bumped into each other before, but we've never chatted like this before. But the companies that have been successful, not all, but the majority of them, it's because they are in the community and they do give back and they do call Fort McMurray home.
Yeah. I mean, it helps. It certainly helps. I think just, you know, immersing yourself in where you live or where you do business and just being a part of it, you know, it not only does it feel great and it's the right thing to do, but I think it does help. It gets your name out there, of course. I mean, we all do it for, there's advertising reasons and to be seen and heard of. But you know what? You're a part of it, and people realize that. You know, it goes a long way.
Yeah, definitely. You
know? Yeah.
So, in regards to something we were filming earlier today, you have a partnership with a local organization. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they're the Charred Métis Dene. They're a Métis community down in Janvier. Justin Herman, of course, is the CEO of that community, and a great, great man who I have nothing but the utmost respect for. Him and I was fortunate enough to meet him a few years ago, and we talked about a partnership, which he was looking to bring on partners in the industry, and I was fortunate enough to get one of those partnerships with him. And it's been exciting, and to be able to work with a community like that, and certainly a man like Justin Herman, has been a real pleasure.
Yeah, and you were talking a little bit about the housing initiative prior to.
Yeah.
So you, I only got a blurb.
Yeah.
So can you go a little bit more in depth about that?
Well, Justin in the community has been able to just do some great work with some of the other oil facilities down there, of course, with their partnerships, and he's been able to facilitate bringing in some really amazing housing initiatives and literally building homes on the community's land for the people. And it's really exciting. And of course, we've been fortunate enough to put our help in there between our mechanical and plumbing support and our electrical support. But small potatoes compared to what he's been able to pull off, which is very impressive and a real champion of the community, in my opinion.
Yeah, really cool. Like,
yeah.
I met with him when he was first getting started, and we were chatting about it before the filming project. And we met in a local restaurant here, and then that was like 4.5 years ago. So then I see him all the time. We bump in, but
he's everywhere.
When we sat down to talk about some of the filming we're doing for him, and he explained where he is now, I was like, what the hell, bro?
I know.
That's wild.
First time I met him was in a restaurant as well.
Yeah.
You know, he's really, I mean, the mind, the integrity of that man and the business mind that he has and what he's been able to bring to that community is impressive.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. And like, he's just, just wild what he's been able to do with the organization in like the short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I remember the first time I laid eyes on him, I was in high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he came, he was older than me, but he graduated with my older cousin.
Yeah.
And so like, I saw him hanging around my cousin one day and I was like, yo, Jesse, what's the story? Cause like, he, you know?
Yeah.
And Jesse's like, no, man, Herman's cool. I was just like, all right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like from that moment on, although we're a little bit different in age, he's just been somebody that I have always seen in the community trying to make connections. We've sat on a few things together where like, we've helped like young entrepreneurs, indigenous kids, and he's just like a solid dude.
He's a true gentleman.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough about talking Justin.
We pumped Justin's tires
that's
enough.
Right. That's exactly it. So we're out of time though, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
You know what? Honestly, just the Charred Métis Dene. I'd like to just bring that up again. A great community. Justin's a great champion of that. Westward is certainly proud to be a part of that organization and that partnership. You know, Westward has been around a long time, and it's exciting to be in the community. And honestly, I'll just plug you, man. Max City Morning Show, baby. It's you've done great, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, bro.
There you go.
All right.
Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.